K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us online, too, at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies and hot weather today and tomorrow. We'll have a high this afternoon of 92. Tomorrow we'll hit something near 94 degrees. Right now, clear in 65.
Good morning. Protesters await Israel.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Federal prosecutors have charged a Kansas man with embezzlement. A grand jury has indicted 39-year-old Matthew Waits of Topeka with one count of stealing federal grant funds. Waits was program manager and director of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation's Diabetes Prevention Program. Prosecutors say he embezzled more than $5,000 in federal funds from that program. A new proposed rule from the Biden administration is aimed at helping protect millions of workers from extreme heat. The rule would require employers to make a heat illness and injury prevention plan and learn how to respond if an employee shows signs of heat illness. Scott Blubaugh, president of American Farmers and Ranchers and the Oklahoma Farmers Union, says the rule is good common sense and includes practices he uses on his farm anyway.
You know, the devil's in the details, of course, but I didn't see anything that would give me any worry about the rule.
But the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Mosell, says the organization doesn't like a one-size-fits-all approach and that many operators are already taking measures. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's still analyzing the proposed rule. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags on state property to be flown at half-staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A new population forecast from Wichita State University projects the Kansas population will continue to age in the coming decades. Over the next 50 years, the state's 65 and older population is expected to grow more than twice as fast as Kansans under the age of 20. Jonathan Norris is a research economist at Wichita State's Center for Economic Development and Business Research.
You could see things like increased public health care costs. You could see things like shifts in what kinds of housing is in demand, which is something that policymakers really need to think about, is how are we going to meet the requirements of this aging workforce?
Overall, Kansas population growth is expected to continue to slow over the coming decades, but enter a new wave of growth around the year 2050. Major metro areas are expected to see the largest gains. In Major League Baseball, the dastardly Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the Royals 6-2. The same two teams will play again tonight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 90.3 in Chanute. When fruit and vegetable growers sell their produce to grocery stores, some of it is rejected because it's not aesthetically pleasing. So what happens to all the rejected produce?
We have rescued over 32 million pounds of food from going to waste, going into landfills, and we repurposed that and made that available to pantry partners in Missouri and Kansas.
Coming up this hour on KPR, we'll hear about After the Harvest KC. That's the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfield's Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence, online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
Sunny and hot weather in store. We'll have a high today of 92, a high tomorrow of 94. Right now in Lawrence, Topeka, and Kansas City, it's 66 degrees. Kansas City, 67, Chanute, 65, and in Emporia, 65 degrees this morning. It's going to be mostly sunny and hot for the next several days, but on Saturday it could be a bit cooler, as we have a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms. Coming up in less than 10 minutes, news headlines from around the world and across the state. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR at 6:21.
Support for
NPR. Bring back native wildlife on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is on the air at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7 today. Sunny skies, 66 degrees here in Lawrence. We'll have a high today of 92.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 6:30.
Live from NPR, to hold separate meetings tomorrow with President Biden and Vice President Harris. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's hot in the Midwest and in many other parts of the country. The Biden administration is now proposing a new rule to protect workers from extreme heat. The new rule is expected to affect 36 million employees across the U.S., including agricultural workers. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports.
Heat is the leading cause of weather-related deaths in the U.S., and the proposed rule is meant to reduce heat injuries, illnesses, and deaths in the workplace. Antonio De La Vera of the United Farm Workers said the rule is overdue.
It's a bittersweet moment because we know that this probably would not have happened had workers not died, right?
The rule would have employers make a heat illness and injury prevention plan, including requirements for drinking water, rest breaks, and control of indoor heat. Federal officials are encouraging the public to submit comments on the proposal. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
A Northeast Kansas man has been charged with embezzlement. A grand jury in Topeka has indicted 39-year-old Matthew Waits with one count of stealing federal funds. Waits was program manager and director of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation's Diabetes Prevention Program. Prosecutors accuse him of stealing more than $5,000 in funds from that program. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all flags on state property to be flown at half-staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. Former Speaker of the House Marvin Barkus died at the age of 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from the late 70s to the early 90s. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. A new population forecast from Wichita State University projects Kansas to see slowing growth in the next few decades before picking back up around 2050.
Researchers say Kansas could see a new wave of population growth starting around the middle of the century. That's driven by birth rate trends and growing racial and ethnic diversity, including an increase in Hispanic Kansans. Jonathan Norris at WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research says more diversity is a reason for optimism.
We would expect that to lead to some fairly significant positive outcomes for workers in terms of wages and equity that we're seeing across races and ethnic backgrounds. It tends to promote social cohesion and social justice.
Major metro areas will see the largest population growth, but Northwest and Southeast Kansas will likely see population losses. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
And in baseball, the Diamondbacks defeated the Royals 6-2 yesterday in Kansas City. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for tuning in. Well, here's something that you may want to know about. We hope you want to know about it. When fruit and vegetable growers sell their produce to grocery stores, some of it is rejected because it's not good-looking, aesthetically pleasing. So what happens to all the rejected produce?
We have rescued over 32 million pounds of food from going to waste, going into landfills, and we repurposed that and made that available to pantry partners in Missouri and Kansas.
Coming up next on KPR, we'll hear about After the Harvest KC. That's the organization in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. So stay with us. Sunny skies, 66 degrees here in Lawrence. We'll have a high today near 92 degrees. It's 6:44.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization called After the Harvest KC. Well, what is it and what does it do? KPR News went to find out. Most people have...
Because after traveling the world, you see a lot of people who are in need. And so coming back home, I wanted to make sure that I was able to use my network and my influence to help people in need.
That's Michael Watson, Executive Director of After the Harvest KC. Watson is a former basketball star for UMKC and the Boston Celtics. You can learn more about his organization at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. That's AfterTheHarvestKC.org. Are you listening?
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org.
You can read more about After the Harvest on the KPR website. Just check out the KPR Community Spotlight to read all about it. In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. It's 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, installing, servicing, and repairing the brands they sell and hauling away your old appliances. More at StonebackAppliance.com, where they've got your back.
Sunny skies and hot weather today and tomorrow. A high today of 92. Tomorrow we'll hit 94. Right now it's still nice. Sunny skies, 66 degrees at Kansas Public Radio.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Steve
NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. As reported by NPR, President Biden will address the nation tonight. He's expected to explain why he dropped out of the presidential race, even after he vowed to stay in. KPR and KPR2 will carry the president's address tonight at 7 o'clock. A new proposed rule from the Biden administration is aimed at helping protect millions of workers from extreme heat. That rule would require employers to make a heat illness and injury prevention plan and learn how to respond if an employee shows signs of heat illness. Scott Blubaugh is president of American Farmers and Ranchers and the Oklahoma Farmers Union and says the rule is good common sense and includes practices that he uses on the farm anyway.
You know, the devil's in the details, of course, but I didn't see anything that would give me any worry about the rule.
But the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Moselle, says the organization doesn't like a one-size-fits-all approach and that many operators are already taking measures to address the heat. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's still analyzing the new proposed rule. Federal prosecutors have charged a Kansas man with embezzlement. A grand jury in Topeka indicted 39-year-old Matthew Waits with one count of stealing federal funds. Waits was program manager and director of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation's Diabetes Prevention Program. Prosecutors accuse him of embezzling more than $5,000. Governor Laura Kelly has directed all state flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of a former Speaker of the Kansas House. Daniel Caudill reports.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
A new population forecast from Wichita State University projects the state's population will continue to age in the coming decades. Over the next 50 years, the state's 65 and older population is expected to grow more than twice as fast as Kansans under the age of 20. Jonathan Norris is a research economist at Wichita State's Center for Economic Development and Business Research.
You can see things like increased public health care, things of housing is in demand, which is something that policymakers really need to think about, is how are we going to meet the requirements of this aging workforce?
Overall, Kansas population growth is expected to continue to slow down over the coming decades. However, a new wave of growth is expected around the year 2050. Major metro areas are expected to see the largest population gains. In sports, the Diamondbacks beat the Royals 6-2. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from this week. She will have been to five different states.
Okay, Deepa, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
That's NPR's Deepa Shipra. Now, as we broadcast tomorrow from Western Pennsylvania, we'll hear a voter who says she is truly undecided. An NPR survey finds more undecided voters than just a few days ago. This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Well, half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters are from the Kansas City area. So what is it about Missouri and Kansas that makes for such good Olympic shooters? Some say it's the weather. Others say it's the lifestyle.
We all grew up hunting. We all grew up around shotguns and rifles and different firearms. So it's just more natural to be good at it.
Coming up this hour on KPR, meet the local duo headed to Paris this summer for the 2024 Olympics. That's coming up after the bottom of the hour news at 7:30. But wait, there's more. When fruit and vegetable growers sell their produce to grocery stores, some of it is just rejected because it's not pretty, not aesthetically pleasing. So what happens to all that rejected produce?
We have rescued over 32 million pounds of food from going to waste, going into landfills. And we repurposed that and made that available to pantry partners in Missouri and Kansas.
Coming up on KPR, we'll also hear about After the Harvest KC, the organization featured in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. Stay with us for both of those stories and know that both of those stories are made possible by your contributions to KPR. I hope you're a sustaining member. Let's face it, you're listening now because you know we've got the goods. We've got the news every day on Morning Edition. Thanks for helping out with your contribution at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny and hot today and tomorrow, a high of 92 this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll reach 94 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from
we protect downriver communities from flooding while bringing back native wildlife. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today. It's going to be sunny and hot across the KPR listening area. We'll have a high of 92 today. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 94. Right now in Lawrence and in Topeka, sunny and 68 degrees. Manhattan, 68, and in Emporia, sunny and 67 degrees at 7:30.
Live from NPR News yesterday. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. President Biden addresses the nation tonight. He's expected to explain why he dropped out of the presidential race after vowing to stay in. KPR and KPR2 will carry the president's address tonight at 7 o'clock. It's hot in the Midwest and in many other parts of the country. The Biden administration is now proposing a new rule to protect workers from extreme heat. That new rule is expected to affect millions of employees across the U.S., including agricultural workers. Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports.
Heat is the leading cause of weather-related deaths in the U.S., and the proposed rule is meant to reduce heat injuries, illnesses, and deaths in the workplace. Antonio De La Huera of the United Farm Workers said the rule is overdue.
It's a bittersweet moment because we know that this probably would not have happened had workers not died, right?
The rule would have employers make a heat illness and injury prevention plan, including requirements for drinking water, rest breaks, and control of indoor heat. Federal officials are encouraging the public to submit comments on the proposal. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
A Douglas County commissioner has been accused of seeking favors for her husband and a co-worker in exchange for her support of a proposed 600-acre solar farm. But the county attorney says those allegations are false. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that county officials have responded to a lawsuit challenging county approvals of the Kansas Sky Energy Center. That's a massive utility project that would put about 8 million square feet of solar panels on about 600 acres of farmland north of North Lawrence. You can read all about it on the front page of today's Lawrence Journal World. A new population forecast from Wichita State University projects that Kansas will see slowing growth in the next few decades before picking up steam in 2050. Rose Conlon has that story.
Researchers say Kansas could see a new wave of population growth starting around the middle of the century. That's driven by birth rate trends and growing racial and ethnic diversity, including an increase in Hispanic Kansans. Jonathan Norris at WSU's Center for Economic Development and Business Research says more diversity is a reason for optimism.
We would expect that to lead to some fairly significant positive outcomes for workers in terms of wages and equity that we're seeing across races and ethnic backgrounds. It tends to promote social cohesion and social justice.
Major metro areas will see the largest population growth, but Northwest and Southeast Kansas will likely see population losses. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
In sports, the Diamondbacks beat the Royals 6-2 yesterday.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Four trap shooters total will go to the Paris Olympics for Team USA, two women and two men. Turns out this year, half of those athletes are from the Kansas City region. Greg Eklund reports on two of the world's best competitive shotgun shooters. And a warning, this story includes the sound of gunshots.
For those wondering, what's in the air around here that produces some of the best trap shooters in the world? Staff Sergeant Rachel Tozier of Pattonsburg, Missouri, might point you to the book The Talent Code. In it, Daniel Coyle writes that talent hotbeds are mysterious places, and the most mysterious thing about them is that they bloom without warning.
It's a really good book. I read it. It was helpful to think about things in a different light as far as my shooting goes.
Tozier, who was stationed at Fort
Moore, go to the Olympics.
Her success in Paris and mine's could be just the thing to put Kansas City on the worldwide map as a hotbed for target shooting. I'm Greg Eklund.
Men's trap shooting qualifications at the Paris Olympics begin July 29th. The women's qualifications begin the next day. A total of four trap shooters will be headed to the Paris Olympics for Team USA, two women and two men. And this year, half of those athletes are from the Kansas City area. It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization called After the Harvest KC. What is it? What does it do? KPR News went to find out. Most people have heard of Harvesters. It's the big food bank in Kansas City that helps supply food items to other
people who are in need. And so coming back home, I wanted to make sure that I was able to use my network and my influence to help people in need.
That's Michael Watson, Executive Director of After the Harvest KC. Watson's a former basketball star for UMKC and the Boston Celtics. You can learn more about his organization at aftertheharvestkc.org. Michael told me he has plenty of opportunities for volunteers. Also looking for some corporate sponsors. Get more information on this week's contestant, rather this month's contestant, in the KPR Community Spotlight at aftertheharvestkc.org. Read more about our community spotlight online at kansaspublicradio.org. That's kansaspublicradio.org.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin in Washington.
You know, we never talk about it, but sponsoring KPR programming is fairly affordable. And this radio station reaches 100,000 listeners every week. Inquire about underwriting our programs. Just give us a call or log on to kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
Sunny and hot weather in store for us. We'll have a high of 92 this afternoon. Pretty much the same thing for tomorrow. Sunny and hot, although tomorrow a high of 94. Friday, sunny, a high of 92. We might cool off a little bit on Saturday. There's a 20% chance for showers. A high of just 88 degrees on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll bounce right back up into the mid-90s. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, we have sunny skies and 70 degrees. Topeka, 70. Manhattan, 69. In Kansas City, sunny and 71. Chanute, sunshine and 70. And in Emporia, a sunny sky, 69 degrees. Up next is the latest business news from the Marketplace Morning Report. You're listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
A bad
5-8 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us online too at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. Protesters await Israel.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. President Biden addresses the nation tonight. He's expected to explain why he dropped out of the presidential race when he had vowed to stay in. KPR and KPR2 will carry the president's remarks tonight at 7 o'clock. A Douglas County commissioner has been accused of seeking favors for her husband and a co-worker in exchange for her support of a proposed 600-acre solar farm. But the county commission's attorney says those allegations are false. The Lawrence Journal-World reports today that county officials have responded to a lawsuit challenging county approvals of the Kansas Sky Energy Center. That's a massive utility project that would put about 8 million square feet of solar panels on about 600 acres of farmland north of North Lawrence. The lawsuit was filed by the North Lawrence Improvement Association, more than 20 businesses and area homeowners. It alleges that Douglas County Commissioner Karen Willey worked behind the scenes to get her husband hired as a consultant on the solar farm project. The lawsuit also accuses her of trying to get one of her private sector co-workers hired on as a consultant. The county's attorney denies the allegations. You can read more about it in today's edition of the Lawrence Journal World. It's hot across the Midwest and in many other parts of the country. And a new proposed rule from the Biden administration is aimed at helping protect millions of workers from extreme heat. The rule would require employers to make a heat illness and injury prevention plan and learn how to respond if an employee shows signs of heat illness. Scott Blubaugh is president of America's Farmers and Ranchers and the Oklahoma Farmers Union. He says the rule is good common sense, and it includes practices that he's already using on the farm.
You know, the devil's in the details, of course, but I didn't see anything that would give me any worry about the rule.
But the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Moselle, says the organization doesn't like the one-size-fits-all approach. The American Farm Bureau Federation says it's still analyzing the new proposed rule. Governor Laura Kelly has ordered all state flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of a former Kansas House Speaker who died. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports.
Former Kansas House Speaker Marvin William Barkus died at 81 earlier this month. The rural Miami County native served in the legislature from 1978 to 1992. He served as Speaker during the 1991 legislative session, the third Democrat to have ever held that position. He is perhaps best known for leading efforts to reform school finance laws during that time. In his obituary, Barkus is said to have loved reading, traveling, and spending time with friends and family. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
In Big League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks got the best of the Royals 6-2 yesterday. It'll be the same two teams playing again tonight at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Sunny skies today will have a high around 92 degrees. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from...
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 96.1 also in Lawrence. Well, do you remember the original Woodstock? I don't, but you may. It was a fairly peaceful gathering. But the Woodstocks that have been held since then, not so much. It's been 25 years now since the Woodstock 99 festival descended into chaos in Rome, New York. We'll take a look at that story. Also coming up, movie watching tends to be a passive experience. It's all about sitting back in a comfy chair with a bucket of popcorn and letting the story unfold. But that might change thanks to virtual reality. We'll look at the impact of virtual reality on TV and film straight ahead here on Morning Edition.
Got an old car or truck taking up space in your garage? Skip the hassle of selling it and donate it to KPR. We'll pick it up and you'll get a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters are from the Kansas City area. So what is it about Missouri and Kansas that makes for such good Olympic shooters? Well, some say it's the weather. Others say it's just the lifestyle.
We all grew up hunting. We all grew up around shotguns and rifles and different firearms. So it's just more natural to be good at it.
Coming up this hour on KPR, we will meet the local duo headed to Paris for the 2024 Olympics. That's still to come in this hour of Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Speaking of this month's KPR Community Spotlight, we'll be learning about that outfit later this hour as well. It's an organization called After the Harvest, After the Harvest KC. What do they do and why? We'll talk to the executive director before the 9 o'clock news this morning here on Morning Edition. Sunny skies today will have a high of 92 degrees.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Michelle Martin. Good morning.
you know, watching movies and TV.
Oh, but those plans fell apart, which maybe was a good thing. Throw it in now! This is NPR News.
I always regretted missing the original Woodstock in 1969. But I had just been born, and my parents didn't go. Thanks, Mom and Dad. It's almost 8:30. News headlines are next on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio. What's coming up in the next half hour, you might be wondering? Well, here's one. When fruit and vegetable growers sell their produce to grocery stores, some of it is rejected because it's not pretty, not aesthetically pleasing. So what happens to all the rejected produce?
We have rescued over 32 million pounds of food from going to waste, going into landfills, and we repurposed that and made that available to pantry partners in Missouri and Kansas.
Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, we'll hear about the organization After the Harvest KC. It's 8:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Expected to meet separately with the Israeli leader. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. President Biden is expected to explain later tonight why he's dropped out of his bid for re-election. KPR will carry that address live tonight at 7 o'clock on KPR and KPR2. It's hot here in the Midwest and in many other parts of the country. The Biden administration's now proposing a new rule to protect workers from extreme heat. That new rule is expected to affect millions of employees across the U.S., including agricultural workers.
Heat is the leading cause of weather-related deaths in the U.S., and the proposed rule is meant to reduce heat injuries, illnesses, and deaths in the workplace. Antonio De La Huera of the United Farm Workers said the rule is overdue.
It's a bittersweet moment because we know that this probably would not have happened had workers not died, right?
The rule would have employers make a heat illness and injury prevention plan, including requirements for drinking water, rest breaks, and control of indoor heat. Federal officials are encouraging the public to submit comments on the proposal. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
A Douglas County commissioner has been accused of seeking favors for her husband and a co-worker in exchange for her support of a proposed 600-acre solar farm. But the county commission's attorney says those allegations are false. The Lawrence Journal-World reports today that county officials have responded to a lawsuit challenging county approvals of the Kansas Sky Energy Center. That's a massive utility project that would put about 8 million square feet of solar panels on about 600 acres of farmland north of North Lawrence. The lawsuit filed by the North Lawrence Improvement Association and a number of businesses and area homeowners alleges that Douglas County Commissioner Karen Willey worked behind the scenes to get her husband hired on as a consultant on the solar farm project. The lawsuit also accuses her of trying to get one of her private sector co-workers hired as a consultant. The county's attorney has denied the allegations. You can read more about it in today's edition of the Lawrence Journal World. Half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters are from the Kansas City area. So what is it about Missouri and Kansas that makes for such good Olympic shooters? Some say it's the weather. Others say it's the lifestyle.
We all grew up hunting. We all grew up around shotguns and rifles and different firearms. So it's just more natural to be good at it.
Coming up in this next half hour, we will meet the local duo headed to Paris this summer for the 2024 Olympics. And in sports, the Royals lost to the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-2 yesterday. The same two teams will play again tonight at Kauffman Stadium.
This is Morning Edition.
This is NPR News.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. A new report on Sudan from Doctors Without Borders reveals that civilians have little protection from indiscriminate attacks. and sexual violence with very little aid able to enter that country. A closer look just ahead on KPR's Morning Edition. Also coming up, we'll talk about half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters who are from the Kansas City area. Why is that? Half of Team USA's Olympians, or shotgun trap shooters headed to the Olympics, are from the Kansas City area. Greg Eklund reports on that. And then we'll tell you about the outfit in this month's KPR Community Spotlight. After the Harvest KC, who are they? What do they do? We'll find out coming up.
Support for KPR comes from FW Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
Sunny skies today and tomorrow. Hot weather, too. Today's high 92, tomorrow's high 94. On Friday, we'll have sunny skies, a high of 92. On Saturday, a bit cooler and a chance of rain.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire?
KPR offers Morning Edition in the morning, obviously, and All Things Considered every afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition on this Wednesday, July 24th. Straight ahead, we'll hear about a couple of USA shotgun trap shooters headed to the Paris Olympics. Half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters are from the Kansas City area. Why is that? Greg Eklund reports.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
The forecast for today, sunny and hot, a high of 92. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a high of 94. On Friday, it'll be sunny and hot with highs in the low 90s. On Saturday, it'll be a bit cooler. 20% chance of rain, maybe some thunderstorms Saturday, a high of 88 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 75 degrees, just about everywhere, including here in Lawrence.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Four trap shooters total will go to the Paris Summer Olympics for Team USA. Two women, two men. Turns out this year, half of those athletes are from the Kansas City region. Greg Eklund reports on two of the world's best competitive shotgun shooters.
For those wondering, what's in the air around here that produces some of the best trap shooters in the world? Staff Sergeant Rachel Tozier of Pattonsburg, Missouri, might point you to the book The Talent Code. In it, Daniel Coyle writes that talent hotbeds are mysterious places, and the most mysterious thing about them is that they bloom without warning.
It's a really good book. I read it. It was helpful to think about things in a different light as far as my shooting goes.
Tozier, who was stationed at Fort Moore in Georgia, qualified for the Olympics through the U.S. Army Marksmanship Unit. Over the last few years, she has blossomed into one of the best target shooters in the world, from a talent hotbed around Kansas City.
He talks about that in his book, was the little hot spots of talent in different places. So like Brazil, certain part of Brazil, it's soccer.
Tozier, who's 32, knows well the caliber of shotgun trap shooters around here. Before joining the Army, she managed the Kansas City Trap Shooters Association range in Smithville.
We all grew up hunting. We all grew up around shotguns and rifles and different firearms. So it's just natural, I think, more natural to be good at it.
Tozier trains closely with another local, Staff Sergeant Seth Inman of Lexington. Oh. Inman is a leader of the Army's marksmanship unit, and he narrowly missed the Olympic team this year and, by just one target, the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. He calls Tozier the modern Annie Oakley.
She doesn't take failure very well as far as how it was going the first couple of years she was here at the Army. But she, I said, just hold, wait it out. You're going to take off.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
It's been quite fun to watch, and we couldn't be prouder of her. And she's got a good chance of definitely a podium.
Inman's also a close friend of the region's other trap shooting Olympian, 39-year-old Derek Mine of Paola, Kansas. This summer, Mine will make his second trip to the Olympics after competing in Tokyo.
It was a big relief. I put so much into my planning for the future, into making this Olympic team.
In 2021, Mine didn't advance to the finals. That's his first goal this year. And from there?
I'd be lying to you if I told you I wouldn't be disappointed if I didn't win a medal, especially a gold. You know, if I were to win the silver, I know that I'll come home wanting the gold.
As for what it is about home that produces such good shooters, Mine looks to the turbulent Midwestern climate. If the weather in France is humid, windy, or whatever for the Olympics, Mine says Kansas City athletes will adapt better.
When we get into competition and it is those unpleasant conditions, we have a little better opportunity to be successful because of our past experiences.
Tozier says she's ready for whatever the elements bring, recalling some of the extreme conditions she grew up in.
You may get 3 or 4 feet of snow overnight, and it may be 105 degrees in the summer.
Rain or shine, Tozier's focus is making the most of her Olympic opportunity.
Just getting there is such an honor, and I'm proud of how I've done to get there. But everybody wants to win an Olympic medal if you go to the Olympics.
Her success in Paris and Mines could be just the thing to put Kansas City on the worldwide map as a hotbed for target shooting. I'm Greg Eklund.
Most people have heard of Harvesters. It's the big food bank in Kansas City that helps supply food items to other area food banks, including Just Food, the local food pantry in Lawrence. That's Harvesters. But there's another outfit in Kansas City with a similar sounding name that's also trying to get food to people. Only in this case, the focus is on fresh fruits and vegetables. I'm talking about After the Harvest KC. After the Harvest KC is in the KPR Community Spotlight. And to learn more about the agency and what it does, we turn now to the Executive Director, Michael Watson. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate produce, which really balance those items on the shelves. A lot of pantries have shelf-stable items, which means they're sodium-packed and therefore contribute to diet-driven illnesses.
That's Michael Watson, Executive Director of After the Harvest KC. Learn more about his organization at aftertheharvestkc.org. It's a minute before 9 o'clock. The latest news from NPR is coming up next. We invite you to stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown. Here's some of what's in store for us. A classical music party featuring a buoyant Boccherini cello concerto. Debussy's Suite Trio scored for piano, violin, and cello. Plus the Beethoven Kreutzer Sonata. Cordelia, your classical friend, coming up for the next 3 hours here on Kansas Public Radio.
Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny and hot weather today and tomorrow. We'll have a high of 92 this afternoon. We might hit 94 tomorrow. On Friday, a high of 92. On Saturday, we might get a little relief. 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms on Saturday, and the high in the upper 80s. Right now we've got sunshine, 76 degrees in Lawrence, Topeka, and in Manhattan. Kansas City, sunny and 77, and in Emporia, sunny and 76 degrees. Here is your hourly reminder. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, KANH, and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting live, online, all the time at kansaspublicradio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will speak to Congress this afternoon about Israel's ongoing war with Hamas.